utilizing dad.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior official at the Kremlin says the 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and accepted by Ukraine would help Ukraine by offering a break to its military. No official announcement on whether the proposal is being accepted by Russia. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada today for a meeting with G7 leaders. Ukraine, military funding, and the impending trade war are all expected to be topics. Today marks 4 full weeks in the hospital for Pope Francis.
Pope Francis continues to undergo respiratory therapy during the day and at night at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In its latest statement, the Vatican said a chest X-ray performed on Tuesday confirmed improvements in the pontiff's condition, which had been recorded by doctors over previous days.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Rome. Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil will remain in detention in Louisiana until at least next week while Trump administration tries to deport him. This is ABC News. Idaho is becoming the first state in the country to make firing squad the preferred method of execution. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
Days after South Carolina executed the first U.S. inmate by firing squad in almost 15 years, now Idaho Governor Brad Little signing a bill into law making firing squad the primary method for executing death row inmates in his state. Idaho has 9 inmates on death row. The state still has to modify its execution chamber with bulletproof glass and decide how the firing squad will be carried out. It's likely to be a mechanical method of buttons that are pushed that fire guns, some with blanks and some with live rounds, rather than humans holding guns. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Engineers at SpaceX are hoping to get their rocket back up soon. A hydraulic issue forced them to scrub yesterday's launch. The rocket was supposed to bring stranded astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore back to Earth after 9 months on the International Space Station. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
According to an article from WeAreGreenBay.com, Wisconsin has been ranked as one of the least safe states to drive in. WalletHub compared 50 states across multiple indicators of a positive commute. Some of the ranges included average gas prices and rush hour traffic congestion. Wisconsin came in at number 32 overall, but was 44th, the 7th worst, in safety rank. Although Wisconsin did score near the top half in the other categories, which were cost of ownership and maintenance, we were ranked 28th, traffic and infrastructure, ranked 20th, and access to vehicles and maintenance. That was the 23rd rank. This article can be found on WeAreGreenBay.com. Monday, March 17th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Park Falls Public Library is hosting a basic technology help session brought to you by the Phillips campus of the North Central Technical College. You can stop by the Park Falls Public Library for help with your smartphone, computer, tablet, or other devices. Kathy will be available to help with personalized technology support. Once again, this is happening Monday, March 17th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Wisconsin has seen its first ever dip in alcohol-related deaths following the spike in 2020. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Alcohol consumption remains a significant issue in Wisconsin, with the state health data showing that 1 in every 5 adults has engaged in binge drinking in the past month. The most recent data shows a drop in alcohol-related fatalities from 2022 to 2023, marking the first recorded decrease in years. Before this, alcohol-related deaths had increased annually since the DHS began tracking them in 2014. And since then, at least 27,000 people have died from alcohol-related causes in the state. The biggest year-over-year increase came between 2019 and 2020, when alcohol deaths rose nearly 18%. The DHS classifies alcohol-attributed deaths into 2 categories. Acute, which includes fatalities from causes such as drunk driving crashes or alcohol poisoning, and chronic, which refers to long-term effects like liver cirrhosis or cancer. DHS data reveals that alcohol-related acute deaths alone outnumber opioid deaths in the state.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Catherine Zidzik LaPointe, age 77, a resident of Phillips, passed away on March 7th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her loving husband, Robert, by siblings John, Jim, and Ed Zidzik. survived also by her nieces and her great-nephews. Memorial service will be held on Saturday, March 15th at 11 a.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, a visitation held from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Catherine Zidzik LaPointe, age 77, of Phillips. Mark James Einickner, age 46, of Waupaca, died unexpectedly at his home on Tuesday, March 4th. He is survived by his four children, Seth Steiner of Wausau, by Ava Axon and Astrid Einickner of Glenview, Illinois, further survived by his mother and stepfather, Vicky and Don Frankie of Park Falls, by his sister, Mindy Einickner of Waukesha, by his step-siblings, Todd Frankie of Park Falls and Nancy Frankie of Dodgeville, and by nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held this Saturday, 1 p.m., March 15th, at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Schinnebeck will officiate. Visitation held from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service on Saturday, March 15th, at the funeral home. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Mark James Einickner, 46, of Waupaca. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local and regional scene, girls state basketball tournament will get underway today with four teams in each division, a total of 20 teams going at it at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Division 4 will be on center stage tonight with the Prairie School taking on Cuba City and St. Mary's Catholic challenging the Durand, Arkansas co-op team. The afternoon games today feature Elk Mound in Division 3 taking on Xavier and Oostburg taking on Laconia. Boys sectional semifinals tonight in Division 5 from the north, Turtle Lake and Spring Valley. They'll play that game at Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser. The winner of that game will get the winner of Prentice and Rib Lake. They will clash tonight at the Tomahawk Gym, and we'll have that game for you featuring the Buccaneers and the Rib Lake Redmen. 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 our pregame with a chat with the coaches about the season and about tonight's game, all that Division 5. In Division 4, Ladysmith, they'll be taking on Cumberland tonight. That'll be played at the Eau Claire Memorial Gymnasium. The winner gets the winner of Aquinas and Luther. You've got a Marawood rivalry in the South, and Stratford. Auburndale and Stratford will play each other for the right to go to the sectional finals tonight in Division 4 action. Again, we'll have Riblake Prentice tonight, 7 o'clock, pregame, 6:30, with a chat with the coaches right here, 98Q. You can listen on the Civic Media app and at 98QCountry.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some rain, thunderstorms late tomorrow night, rain, and then eventually some snow as we head into Sunday. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 60. Tomorrow, breezy with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22. 98Q Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes. Well, the folk scene's dead, but he's holding out in the village. Been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. Cause some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. I hear down there, it's changed, you see. Well, they're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Here he comes. To LA, but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. Country. The whole world's gone country.
I'd see her around. I'd be at some party, she'd show up and I'd be walking out. Or across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxim with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. But we'd play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. But we just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. For a while, I guess they were keeping it low-key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home. She's so far gone, but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. And I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes and I see you sitting there with him, and I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault, and I let her go. I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know, so then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights, I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
It's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the
riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain.
Luke Bryan at 98Q Country.
Rain.
Our meteorologist indicated maybe some rain and mix at some point over the weekend. Just keep your ears and eyes open to that. It's not going to happen. The mix isn't going to happen today or tomorrow because temperatures are going to be way too warm. Mid-upper 50s today, mid even upper 60s for tomorrow. We're going to get wet at some point over this weekend. Most likely it'll just be in the form of rain, but there are going to be some periods Saturday night into Sunday where temperatures are going to be below freezing. So there is possibility of some of that stuff in there. Hope your Thursday is off to a good start. Good day. Is going to be a good day today? What do you think? what was it like? You woke up this morning. Everybody does it. Come on. Everybody does it. You wake up. All right. You're just like, okay, I guess we're going to do this again. What do you got going on today? There's nothing, I don't think there's anything better than waking up in the morning and having that calm feeling of, this is just going to be a calm, normal day. And then there's days you wake up and you're like, oh no, I don't think I want to do this today. And then you just press through and you get forward. We all make it happen. We'll try to brighten it up a little bit. We got some Brewer tickets we're going to try to give away today. Our keyword for today, oh boy, I took it off the screen here. Now I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it again. We got one more pair of tickets for Saturday, April 5th. Saturday, April 5th. And our keyword for today is, I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say it, and then I'll be wrong. Our keyword is, oh, tailgate. Oh, this could be a challenge for some of you. It's T-A-I-L. G-A-T-E, all one word, tailgate. Tail as in the tail of your dog or cat. T-A-I-L, gate. It's one great thing about AmFam Field / Miller Park, isn't it? Yeah, the number of places you can go for Major League Baseball and other venues, and there's actually a large parking lot to tailgate, doesn't exist as much anymore as it used to. So that's all I love that about the Brewer Stadium. Tailgate, T-A-I-L-G-A-T-E. Get that to us at some point today, and we'll put you in for a drawing for two tickets for Saturday, April 5th, to go see the Brewers in that home opening weekend. The text message has been sent out for yesterday's winner, so if you haven't won Brewer tickets in the last 3 days, you're eligible. Give it a shot. T-A-I-L, T as in Tom, A-I-L, G-A-T-E, tailgate. And the winner of the $25 Lena's gift certificate and Big G's favorite places to eat yesterday, that also has been texted out. So check your phone and see if you're a winner. If not, that means you got a shot to get her done today. Big volcano, Mount Spurr, S-P-U-R-R, which is an active volcano near Anchorage, Alaska. They say, the experts are saying that she's going to blow at any point in the coming week or month. They say that thing could erupt. That's not good news for if you live there. But if you live close to a volcano, you figure, well, at some point, I'm going to wake up to that news. Astronomers have discovered 128 new moons around Saturn. That's a lot of moons to discover. They're hogging all the moons. We talked the other day about our moon here on planet Earth. You know, very, very unreliable. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's up in the sky. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not on the same schedule as you and I. It's just doing what it wants to do. It's like a rebellious teenager. It's just, you never know what's going to happen every day with the moon. But apparently, there is a lunar red moon or something going on tonight. Oh, here it is right here. If you're up late tonight, you can check out the sky to catch a rare lunar event. It is a total lunar eclipse, or they call it a blood moon, and that'll be visible across the country tonight into early tomorrow morning. So the moon will begin to pass through the Earth in the shadow about 11 o'clock our time, and the effects of it will start to be visible at about midnight our time. So totality will begin at about 1:26 in the morning. So you got to be dedicated for this. So during this entire process, the moon will turn deep rusty red color for over an hour. So it is the first lunar eclipse since November of 2022. It seems like we're having more eclipses now than we used to, or maybe we're just better at knowing when they're going to happen. Or maybe I'm just paying attention. Or maybe I'm just whining about it. Woke up. There's just these little joys in life, aren't there? There's little joys in life, and everybody has their different definition of what it is. I woke up on Sunday morning. It was about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and I just turned on the... I usually turn on the TV without any volume, and I turned on the TV, and there was a golf tournament going on. Just like I'm looking at the clock, and just like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. What's going on? Obviously, this was in a different... It was somewhere. I still didn't figure out where it was. There was cactuses out there. I know that. I know it wasn't out in Arizona because that would have been, but it was live. So I don't even know where it was, but it was a senior golf tournament, and it was the Color Guard Open, which I thought was funny. All it is to have a senior golf tournament sponsored by Color Guard is just absolutely perfect. There's no more perfect sponsor than that, than Color Guard. If you don't know what Color Guard is, look it up. So I wake up Sunday morning, there's a live golf tournament. I'm like, I don't think this brings great joy to me. So for the next couple of hours on and off, I watched the tournament, and I get wrapped up at like noon our time, and it was a three-way playoff, and that brought joy, especially at a time where we can't get out golfing. I thought that was it was kind of cool. Brought me joy. Matt LaPay was honored over the weekend. Did you see that? I think he was put into the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame. He, longtime voice of the Badger men's basketball and Badger football, and just always is a solid announcer. I always appreciated the way, if you listen to Matt LaPay, he has the gift to bring you the game. You can close your eyes, and this is what the best radio play-by-play guys do, and girls. You close your eyes, and Matt LaPay will be able to give you a pretty good idea of where the ball is and what's going on. And that's what he was very good at, always drawing that picture, the Bob Ross of Badger Sports. He was able to always draw that picture for you, and he still does, and he's still very good at it. Major League Baseball, of course, will be getting underway. They're playing some games over in some foreign countries here in the next week or two, and then they'll do it for real with the Brewers. I think the opener is, Monday, April the 1st or somewhere around there. So Major League Baseball continuing a transition of where to find it. We mentioned yesterday there's going to be some games on your local free TV. Depending on what market you're in, 10 to 15 games will be available just on regular, I think it's ABC or CBS, whichever station they agreed to a contract to. But if you want to watch, if you're a big fan and you want to see every game, you got to find it. And it drifts. It's drifting a little bit like the NFL. where some games are here, some games are on that app, and so you have to... a good way to do that is go to ESPN.com and see the schedule, and usually they will list where the game will be broadcast. And if it's not listed, then it's on your normal FanDuel or whatever that you pay so much a month to see. Major League Baseball, very reluctant to have a salary cap, aren't they? I mean, the football does, and basketball does, and I'm not sure about hockey, but Major League Baseball basically says, if you want to go out and buy all the best players, more power to you. You're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay a little extra. There's a like a luxury tax, I think they call it, where if you go over a certain amount, you have to pay. So if you're wealthy, you can buy a Major League Baseball team, and you can go out and buy all the best players and have a pretty good chance. And not guaranteeing you're going to win the World Series, but the chance is there. And I think that's, I think Major League Baseball needs to stop that. I mean, look at football. Look at the free agency market with football the last couple of weeks. You can't buy yourself a team in football. There's rules on how much salary you can have. You can work your way around it. And you can, you know, the people with more money still have an advantage. That's kind of always the way the planet works. But in Major League Baseball, you got the Dodgers and such spending $320 million are they at for this coming year? And the Brewers are barely over $100 million. And those teams that are in the smaller markets, yeah, they can still be competitive. But your chance of winning the World Series obviously diminished a lot. I mean, in the NFL, that's never an issue. In the NFL, you never said, well, they just went out and spent all the money. That's usually not an issue in the NFL. The NFL is the management, the general manager, and the owner's ability to kind of keep it all together, the way they manage the players and the team. And Major League Baseball, at some point, they got to move on from that buy myself the team, the Dodger kind of philosophy. One thing I think is going to be fun to watch in Major League Baseball this year is the ball strike zone. They've got the where you can chat. They're trying this in the preseason, and I don't know if it's going to be implemented in the regular season. I haven't seen that. But basically, if you're at the plate and, you know, the ball comes zipping in there and it was a strike and you think it was a ball, you can, like, tap your head or something and they'll review it quick. It doesn't take long. It's not a long review. It's just a computerized thing. So that's a... and there's some old-school managers already that have told their teams, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're just not challenging. So that's going to be a part of Major League Baseball here eventually. Do you think we need the umpire behind the plate? Do we think we need him standing back there? Again, it's a tradition thing for baseball. It's a tradition thing. We already put the pitch clock in place to speed up the game. So we're transitioning to that one transition at a time for a Major League Baseball purist. So we're still transitioning the pitch clock. And now we'll get the pitch call challenge, which I think is going to be a good thing. I'm a fan of the golden bat. Have you heard that theory? The golden bat theory? Where, for instance, and there would be probably a revised version of this, where let's say one time per game, the manager can call golden bat, whatever. He waves a bat that's made of gold or whatever happens. And at that moment, the manager of the baseball team can pick any player to go up and to be the next person at bat. So, Craig Counsell could go up to the plate in the ninth inning with one out and the bases loaded, and he hits a fly ball to left field, not far enough to score the run, and now there's two outs. Coach Murphy could say, golden bat. I want Craig Counsell to bat again. And then he gets to that one time during the game. I know. Whether your response to that right now is the defining moment of whether you're a baseball purist or you're just in it just for the fun. I'm in it for the fun. I'm a golden bat guy. I think that would be, when do you use it? Bases loaded, nobody out. First inning, you're probably not going to use it, but you might get to the ninth inning now and you don't even have a chance to use it anymore. I like that. I like that. Something's got to give a little bit. Ratings for baseball and the financial situation in baseball is not dire, but it's a lot of it relies on TV contracts, and they're having TV contract issues. Our NCAA bracket contest is back for another big year. For those of you who are in, have been in the past, you're good. You're going to go in there. You're going to log in next week and fill out your brackets. We usually get over 100 entrants. If not, shoot us an email. If you've never been a part of it, just wcqm@civicmedia.us and say, want to be a part of the contest, and we'll get you in. We'll get you in. We've got well over, I think, hang on. No, I put them somewhere else. We got like $350, $400 worth of prizes, gift certificates. Some from St. Croix Rod, some from Bader Sports Center. We have some prizes that weren't picked up from the Deer Hunters Roundup, so you're going to benefit in our Pick'em contest. So I hope you'll be a part of that. Selection Sunday is this Sunday. 7:37, let's get you updated. What's going on? Twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior official at the Kremlin says the 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and accepted by Ukraine would help Ukraine by offering a break to its military. No official announcement on whether the proposal is being accepted by Russia. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada today for a meeting with G7 leaders. Ukraine, military funding, and the impending trade war are all expected to be topics. Today marks 4 full weeks in the hospital for Pope Francis.
Pope Francis continues to undergo respiratory therapy during the day and at night at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In its latest statement, the Vatican said a chest X-ray performed on Tuesday confirmed improvements in the pontiff's condition, which had been recorded by doctors over previous days.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Rome. Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil will remain in detention in Louisiana until at least next week while Trump administration tries to deport him. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
State lawmakers have introduced the Climate Accountability Act, which is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. They say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector, and they hope it will bring attention to the effects of climate change. They plan to reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club over in Phillips. In the Phillips Public Library Community Room, you're invited to bring your own book, chat with others about books, and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Remember, because it's a Bring Your Own Book Club, there is no required reading. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. A Wisconsin company has developed a soybean-based firefighting foam. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Cross Plains Solutions is the company behind the soy-based firefighting foam. Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains, says its product is certified for Class A and B fires.
That's correct. Yep. NFPA, National Fire Prevention Association, is a governing body that sets standards for Class A and Class B foams.
Jason Wiley, the fire chief for the Rock Falls, Wisconsin Fire Department, says the soy firefighting foam is as easy to use as traditional foam.
On our truck, we got 1,000 gallons of water and we got a 20-gallon foam tank. And quite literally, when we need to use the foam, we just push a button on it. It comes out at a certain percentage that we sell in the truck, and away we go.
And Garley says farmers can also use the soy foam to fight combine fires. Because the firefighting foam is soy-based, it contains no PFAS chemicals.
I'm Austin Bermain, and this has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
All right, every Thursday morning, we get you updated what's going on with the Shawamigan Schools. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, nice enough to join us. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. I want to just start out and get your mind at ease here, Joel. Yeah, bring my NFL expertise to the table and and just reassure you that I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to the Vikings. But then again, you never know, a little poetic justice maybe.
Nothing, tell you what, after anybody who went through the Favre thing as a Packer or Viking fan back in the late 2000s, this has that same emotion to it and the same feel as that did. So anything, nothing surprises us now, right?
No, not at all.
Not at all. All right, what's going on at Screaming Eagle Land here, Kyle?
So today at Shawamigan High School, we have a pickleball tournament.
I see that.
5:30 this evening.
Yeah.
Get registered. Come on down. We're looking for non-perishable items, and that's being sponsored by our student council. Something a little different. I'm gonna be putting on the sweats and taking the court.
People have never played pickleball before. They can just come down. They'll partner up with someone. So it's kind of a way to just have fun and be introduced to the sport.
Just introduced. And I'll tell you, I've played pickleball once in my life. So I'm not by any stretch an expert.
Yeah, cool.
So we're looking forward to that. Something a little different. We've got parent-teacher conferences next week on March 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the high school. We've got forensics heading over to Drummond next week. On the 19th, the Leo Club Learn to the Connect program happening on the 20th. And then our musical, Cinderella, really excited to get that underway. 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of March on Friday evening. It'll be 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, 7:30 p.m. and 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
And you can listen next Wednesday, Reality Radio. Yeah. We'll have Mr. Donner and some of the kids in next Wednesday.
Yes, and it is going to be fabulous. Tickets are on sale in the high school office. Third quarter ends on March 27th and March 28th. We're hosting Solo Ensemble at Shawamigan High School from 8 until 4 p.m. And then we start a spring break. So we have the following week, Joel, the kids...
Yeah,
can take a week. Hey, and maybe
a whole week.
I'm just being a little trying to be optimistic here. Maybe the weather will hold out for then.
Oh, I was thinking maybe we're going to open the snowmobile trails for spring break week.
Well, you never know. That could happen too. That absolutely could happen. And by the way, Joel, that status on the Park Falls Elementary School ice rink.
Yeah, not good.
Swimming pool.
Okay. Converted to a swimming pool.
Swimming pool status.
The puddle version of swimming pool.
It just happens to kind of get an ice skim on it every evening. So.
It was a pretty good year for the rink.
They got a good couple months out of it.
Yeah,
good. And it really, the next 2 days that I don't even know that we're really going to get any opportunity to get that moving again. Although it looks like Saturday evening, if people wanted to go skate about midnight on Saturday, they might be able to.
Jump from puddle to puddle if they want to.
Yeah. Other things happening. We've got summer school dates for planning June 7th through the 27th, and more information will be out on that. The character trait at Park Falls Elementary School for March is fairness, and the Eagle Award sponsor, I think I mentioned this last week, is Forward Bank. The character trait for April is cooperation, and the April sponsor is Minima Construction. So a couple of things coming up there. Shawamigan Middle School. They've got some guest speakers today from Price County Animal Control and Catkins coming to talk about, the importance of caring for animals. Hayward Wrestling at 5 p.m. tonight. So that's Shawamigan Middle School heading to Hayward for wrestling at 5 p.m. We've got the kids at Glidden Elementary School taking a trip for some swimming tomorrow. Red Cross Blood Drive coming up on March 17th at Shawamigan North Campus up in Glidden from noon until 6 p.m. And then we've got a Shawamigan Middle School wrestling meet on the 18th at Northwestern at 5 p.m. North Lakes Dental Program's coming on the 19th. And wrestling on the 25th at Cornell. And then again, that quarter ending on the 27th. On our sports calendar coming up.
Not much.
We do have a track. We do have a track meet coming up at Northland Pines on the 20th. Softball practice starts on Monday. Baseball practice on the 24th. So just a couple of things on that calendar. And then we are looking for a high school math teacher currently. So anybody interested in teaching high school math or knows a high school math teacher would be interested in coming to Shawamigan, we'd love to hear from you.
All right, Kyle. We'll be looking forward to hearing the pickleball report next week. Okay?
Absolutely. I'll try not to limp in here.
Don't pull anything. Yeah, thank you, Kyle. Kyle Cronin, he's our district administrator for the Shawamigan School District, joins us each Thursday morning right around 7:40 here to get you updated on what's going on in the Shawamigan School District.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross Boss's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and chat with Pete because we got some big news going on at Wheelway. Pete, hello, how you doing?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
Well, I heard a rumor that there were two words coming around that I heard, cash and grab. Cash, grab. What is going on at Wheelway, Pete?
Joel, you know we're always having fun down here.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, to even add to the mix, we want to put in your own hands of the discounts now that you get off these vehicles this month. We have the bank vault, and you jump in it up to $3,000 cold hard cash is in there. It's flying all over the place, Joel. It's like a tornado. If you got quick hands, you can get up to $3,000 off the next purchase of your vehicle.
All right. This month only, purchase a vehicle, and you can go in there and grab whatever you can.
Joel, we got a lot of people in there already.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Not only that, come on down here, get a new vehicle. Let's set a new record. Maybe you can get $3,000 cash off the next vehicle. It's only this month. Don't wait. Come on down here today.
WheelwayAutos.com. They can check out the selection of vehicles. If they don't see something they like there, or if they do and they want to talk about it, they can give you a call. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Give us a call. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and get in the bank vault and see if you can get $3,000 off the next purchase of your vehicle.
Very good. Just 3 miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway, the place to be.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some rain, thunderstorms late tomorrow night, rain, and then eventually some snow as we head into Sunday. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 60. Tomorrow, breezy with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
98Q Country.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself. Turn this house into jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer, I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, a pound and all. Song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. You're good and gone, keeps me up all night, along with songs and the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, and I'm stuck here having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime, a pound of known is a heart of mine. having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean, the way a girl gets when she turns 17. Kinda crazy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left your daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. God love her. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy. Rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Late Toby Keith. Still weird to say the late Toby Keith in 98Q. I got people signed up for youth baseball here in the Park Falls area. Youth baseball, softball, t-ball. Sign up is scheduled for March 19th and again on the 24th at the Park Falls High School cafeteria, starting at 4:45, March 19th, March 24th. Want to get your kids signed up for Park Falls youth baseball, softball, t-ball. There you go. As always, if you got something going on you're involved with, whatever it may be, nonprofit, just let us know about it. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us, and we'll talk about it a little bit, give you a few plugs on the air. So whatever it may be, your community-minded local radio refreshed right here at 98Q Country. High school basketball tonight, Prentice and Rib Lake. We'll have it for you. Sectional semifinal from Tomahawk. Jeff Haken in the call. We'll chat with the coaches at 6:30 tonight, and tip-off is at 7.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment, or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons, or do you want a new gun?
Do you need a new bow for the next archery season, or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff has now landed in Moscow for talks with Russian officials on the ceasefire agreement that Ukraine has approved. ABC's James Longman with more on what Russian President Vladimir Putin is looking for.
Putin wants a permanent plan which would see him keep some 20% of Ukraine that he is currently occupying. But Donald Trump has been threatening sanctions if he doesn't agree. He said if Vladimir Putin doesn't agree to this plan, that he could make some decisions which would be financially devastating for Russia. But he said, I don't want to do that because I want to get peace.
As tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kick in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his Canadian and European counterparts for the next 2 days as part of the G7 summit. A massive cross-country storm on the